Press On with Jared Gunter of the Beaver Dam Church of Christ.
Hello again, neighbors. Hope you're doing well today. You know, it's always good to have a strong circle of friends that you can rely on. And that's part of the beauty of the church itself, a group of like-minded believers who want what's best for you, but above all else, they want to glorify God with their lives. And Jesus had a circle of friends himself, the apostles. However, he would be continually working on helping them grow in their faith, helping them to become like-minded. And as it goes with friends, sometimes they let you down. The apostles certainly would from time to time, and especially in the final hours of the life of Christ. But what actually is an apostle? You know, we use the term disciple still today in reference to fellow Christians, as a disciple is simply a follower, and clearly we aim to follow Christ. So an apostle is a disciple as well, but not all disciples are apostles. In fact, there are no remaining apostles today. Why? Because an apostle had to have a direct connection to Jesus. In fact, they were appointed by Jesus. In Acts chapter 1 and verses 21 through 22, we see the stated requirements for an apostle when the apostles were seeking to appoint a new apostle following the death of Judas. In verse 21, it reads, "So one of the men who have accompanied us during all the time that the Lord Jesus went in and out among us, beginning from the baptism of John until the day when he was taken up from us, one of these men must become with us a witness to his resurrection." And then we read in verse 23 that they put forward two, Joseph called Barsabbas, who was also called Justus, and Matthias. And they prayed and said, "You, Lord, who know the hearts of all, show which one of these two you have chosen to take the place in this ministry and apostleship from which Judas turned aside to go to his own place." And they cast lots for them, and the lot fell on Matthias, and he was numbered with the 11 apostles. And so, this being in Acts chapter 1, we know that it's after the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. And in fact, we read of his ascension in the same chapter. But who were the apostles from the very beginning? That's where we actually pick up today in this reading of Luke chapter 6. We started off by reading the other side of Jesus' ministry after he had already ascended back to heaven. But let's go to where it started back in Luke chapter 6, picking up in verse 12. "In these days he went out to the mountain to pray, and all night he continued in prayer to God. And when day came, he called his disciples and chose from them 12, whom he named apostles, Simon, whom he named Peter, and Andrew his brother, and James and John, and Philip and Bartholomew, and Matthew and Thomas, and James the son of Alphaeus, and Simon, who was called the Zealot, and Judas the son of James, and Judas Iscariot, who became a traitor. And he came down with them, and stood on a level place, with a great crowd of his disciples, and a great multitude of people from all Judea, and Jerusalem, and the sea coast of Tyre and Sidon, who came to hear him, and to be healed of their diseases. And those who were troubled with unclean spirits were cured, and all the crowd sought to touch him, for power came out from him, and healed them all." So here we read the names of these 12 men that were selected by Jesus, but not before we read that he went to the mountain to pray. I believe we could conclude that this was very serious, very important for Jesus to go and pray, and all night he continued in prayer to God. Because little do these men know at this point that they are beginning a journey of a lifetime. They will see things, they will hear things, they will learn things that they never would have known otherwise. In fact, in the following verses of 17 through 19, they saw just that, but it was only just the beginning. While Jesus was laying the groundwork, serving as the foundation for their faith, they would be commissioned with moving forward with the task of building the Lord's church. Now, without Jesus, we aren't even able to talk about these things today. But consider too, without the apostles, there is no church, there's no advancement of the gospel. Now we might say, well, God could have done it any number of ways, but this is how he did it. On the backs of these men and disciples that would follow after. And as I'm sure you know, these men were far from perfect. They learned as they went, but they would all come to know and truly believe that this Jesus who called them was worth everything to them, even their own lives. May we have that faith as well, giving our life to Jesus each and every day. Thanks for listening. We'll be back tomorrow, Lord willing, with more Press On.
Press On is a production of the Beaver Dam Church of Christ. We're located at 1235 William Street in Beaver Dam, Kentucky, and can be contacted at 270-274-4451. For more information, give us a call or find us online at beaverdamchurch.com and facebook.com/Church of Christ Beaver Dam. More Press On episodes are available for free on our church website and several top podcast platforms. Just search Press On Bible Podcast. Thanks so much for listening, and let's press on.